Well, speaking of food, in the DSTV Delicious International Food and Music Festival, tickets for Saturday, they sold out within 6 weeks of going on sale, which really suggests that a lot of people are going there. And the music and the food are captivating people's attention. But as part of the whole project, there's also an opportunity to really do some good. There is an organization we've had on the show before. They're called Chefs with Compassion, and they're going to be beneficiaries of the DSTV Delicious International Food and Music Festival. To talk about the project in its general work that it does, but also the specifics around the festival, we welcome to 702 Drive Caroline McCann, who's a founder and board member of Chefs with Compassion. Very good afternoon to you. Maybe you can start us off by just telling us what people who may not know your organization need to know about Chefs with Compassion. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, John, and thank you so much for having us on your show. Once again, 702s have been such great supporters of us, so thank you. We started just as lockdown kicked in our country with the aim of rescuing food that otherwise would have been thrown out, and through a network of chefs preparing delicious, nutritious meals for those most in need. So to date, we have rescued 1.5 million kilograms of food, and we are very proud to say we've been able to feed 3.3 million meals from lockdown till now.
So typically, what kind of quantity would a chef or team of chefs produce? I mean, is it whatever they can do, or do you try and set them particular tasks and volumes?
Well, we have allowed chefs and cooks in communities to have a look at what they personally can deal with within their kitchens. So, for example, we have hotel chefs who in their midnight, what they call the death or dead shift, will produce as many meals as they can. And then we have people like Carol on the East Rand who every single day turns out 1,500 meals for those in her community who need it most.
Yeah, interesting. So the festival, how are we involved with you? Tell us.
So the first thing is for those who are going, the lucky ones who have had tickets, as you mentioned, the show is sold out. People are just so excited to be coming, I think, to see Burna Boy and to be part of the festival. So for those who are coming, we will be having plates autographed by Chef and T, another famous chef, and every plate signed for 50 Rand goes into a draw where people at 6 o'clock could be on stage with the headline acts and enjoying a sundowner.
Yeah.
And for those who can't come, John, we're not forgetting them. You can go to Sassel, who, again, have been incredible partners. They've made a Chefs with Compassion care package available. So you spend $60, and we are the proud recipients of 3 cans of food to put into our network of chefs to cook delicious meals.
And, I mean, you talked about taking food that would otherwise go to waste. Where's that food coming from?
John, it's heartbreaking, actually, in a country like ours. The majority of what we rescue is from the fresh produce markets around our country. And the way our system works is that if the produce has not moved quickly enough, it's at that point that it would otherwise have landed up in the bin, and we get involved, rescue it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. We sort it out. So today, for example, we received just over 1 ton of cabbages, but we also received 20 kilos of chilies. And so instead of giving all the chefs just chilies, we mix it up with the cabbage and get them excited, and that's where our produce comes from and how we land up making delicious meals.
Thanks very much, Caroline McCann. If you are getting involved in any way with the DSTV Food Festival, see if you can lend a hand in the many ways that she describes that people can help.